The whole notion of fakeology is that kind of thing about, and it's not that far removed from Punch for the puppet theatre and ultimately for that Fremantle piece, that if you construct something which is not a straightforward documentary, that it's got some kind of elements of the contrived or the fictional about it. In essence, you can actually say some stuff with that work. You can use it as a vehicle. You can actually engage some of those ambiguities, because I mean, the one thing we can be sure of, the world we live in, is it's full of ambiguity. I got a job with the puppet theatre. That was from 81 to 83. And then I left there after that and went up bush for a while and then went overseas. And when I got back in early 88, I got approached by them to do a commission work for, because they had some bicentennial money, because that was the bicentennial year, that, and they wanted something which engaged Fremantle and its history. It was pretty open-ended, and it just, the only proviso was, it's got to fit in this space here, which was between the staircase and I think a pillar. So I did the measurements and I talked to them about it, and they just said, oh, well, you know, just make some art for it. And I talked broadly about how it might work, and they just said, yeah, that's fine, and they just left me to it. The fact that, again, is that history which is tucked away underneath, because, you know, like the Fatal Shore sort of stuff, I mean, nothing good has ever come out of Port Arthur, and not that terrible things on that kind of scale happened here, but by degrees they kind of did, you know, I mean, the roundhouse is not, it wasn't designed as a tourist feature. It was designed there, and Rottnest, you know, let's go over and have our holiday at Rottnest, and we'll, you know, listen to a kind of house music over the bones of those poor bastards that all died there. All our discussion about the convicts and all that kind of stuff, it's still missing big pieces of geopolitics, that the reason they were here was from external political kind of tectonic scrapings, and we always hide it under the counter. Those series of masks are kind of about that. They're a bland, admittedly Northern European shape, but I wanted to make it as uninteresting, as devoid of character as possible, to imply that, you know, this is how it comes into the world. And the experiences, the corrosion and the abrasion, and ultimately the erosion of life was what gives us our character, is what makes us us. But each era has got this kind of like whole persona, which is effectively not that different to the one before. So the one next to it, the salt-laden trees and the wrecked cars, again, is the environmental, the infrastructural kind of equivalent of those kind of like crims just standing around doing nothing, you know, waiting for either for the next order or just to die. And parts of it, for instance, there's a couple of terrace houses, and one of them's quite gentrified and the other one's kind of as is. The same thing with a lot of the old landmarks. There's, you know, there's the wool store in there and the silos and those kind of bits and pieces. The port being that's kind of ground zero, if you will, for the settlement or invasion or development or perversion of a continental mass. That's it. That's our transcultural Hiroshima, if you will.